Welcome. Today, I want to talk about a topic that is near and dear to me, disruptive speed culture. What do I mean by that? I just came back from Jakarta in a session with about 26 CEOs, and the talk was centered about how to stay relevant in disruptive times. I sat down with the gentleman and asked him a few questions, and before I did that, I realized one thing. Most of them were in the late 50s, if not early 60s. Nice gentleman, very polite, very well brought up, and actually had been very successful so far. They were all CEOs of quite large organizations. My question was, how many of you know YouTube? To which less than 50% raised their hands. Then I asked them, how many of you know Facebook? Well, let me say it was less than a third who raised their hands. And when I asked them, how many of you know Twitter? It was less than a quarter. Then the next question was, how many of you actually are on these accounts or have some of your own content on those accounts? Well, at that point, the number collapsed to less than two or three each time for YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. This might just seem like a little footnote, but it is not. The fact is this, thousands of people depend on these gentlemen for their income and also for the survival or even thriving of their organizations. The fact is that we live in disruptive times. What do I mean by that? The time in which things were created, had their blooming time, and eventually became obsolete, used to be measured possibly in generations when these gentlemen were young, then in a lifetime, or maybe half a lifetime when these gentlemen were in their prime. But today we measure changes literally in, well, not even years, in months. And this is the problem that we have to face today. Most of the people who are in the active working population today have in their mind a certain picture of what it takes or how long it takes to create a strategy, to live the strategy, to execute the strategy, to succeed with a strategy, and by when a strategy should actually, well, go its course and die and be supplanted by a new strategy. The problem with that is that most of the people, or many of the people working in your organization right now, have got one fatal flaw in the way they see the world. You are looking at the world in real time, in Twitter time, which means in seconds, in nanoseconds, the changes that happen. And you realize painfully that right now the strategy that you have planned in January this year may just not be the right strategy at this moment in time, in late May, early June of this year, and that you may have to shift it. But your rank and file will point a finger at you and go, look at the boss, what the hell? Doesn't he know what he's doing? Doesn't he know what's going on? See, the management, they always change their minds. Don't they know what the heck is happening? So I suggest the following strategy for you. You need to educate all of your people to live in a disruptive culture, disruptive speed culture, as a matter of fact. We need to dispel the myth that whatever we thought of in January of this year will hold up by March, February, you know, April, June, July, August of the very same year. And no, it is not a sign of your weakness or of your inability to manage or lead that you are not able to hold the promises that you made at the start of the year. On the contrary, the fact is that you are right now so aware of the market, again, that is changing at disruptive Twitter speeds, that you need them to be as flexible and nimble as possible. So the fact is that I suggest to you, take your HR team, go to them and say, prepare the following presentation for me and for the organization. I want you to prepare a presentation on the speed at which things, technology, society has been accelerating over the last 100 years. It took years for the telephone to displace the telegraph as the main information communication technology of the day. Then the telephone, it took years from the telephone to be supplanted by the mobile phone, decades as a matter of fact. As soon as the mobile phone was out, it took some years for it to become from the Motorola brick into a little bit of a smaller technology. But right now, new telephones are coming out monthly, displacing each other in the top ranking. So at this point in time, dear friends, We need to know one thing. If you live in the delusion that our market is not under attack, that our market will not be shifted, not by the year, literally by the month, you're sorely mistaken. As a matter of fact, my dear friends, we must all shift from thinking in time frames of our yearly kickoff, as a matter of fact, to have a literally a monthly kickoff and revisiting our goals and strategies. So no, we're not some strange bunch of people up here in the leadership who is lost for words, doesn't know what they're doing, and doesn't have enough character to pull through the plan we made at the start of the year. No, my friends, we are people who are in touch with the market at Twitter speed. So must you. As a matter of fact, if you are not fast enough, you have become useless to yourself in this organization, and we're putting you on notice. We're right now going to start operating at a disruptive speed culture. Should you have more ideas or more questions on how you can realize this, please get in touch with me at roger@rogerkonopasek.com. So again, this is roger@rogerkonopasek.com, and I'll be glad to share ideas with you how we've implemented these culture shifts in other organizations. Have a great day.